after the race is over, I was just around doing nothing. So a little late on, they sent for me to come to work, and I worked there a year. Mm-hmm. And then business got dull, and a lady gave me a job teaching school, and I went back to teaching school, a little place out here in the country.
What name?
That was just a stop. They called it New Elm. It was a community.
They still have a school out there?
No. Well, after then, they had a consolidation of all the small schools. So that school was cut out and several more.
Was this back in the 50s?
And some of the teachers went to Dole, and that's pretty good size of the town. And some came to Moultrie. You know, just placing them all about. Then we cut out all the schools.
Now, had you already gotten married then, or?
I got married in 1946.
Mm-hmm. Is your wife from here too? Go ahead and tell me.
And let's see, we had a lot of little one-teacher schools.
Is that right?
They consolidated them. So at the beginning, we had two. This is before integration. We had two all black. Three all black schools. Two in Motion, one in Dora. Mm-hmm. Before, we had about 8 or 10 little one teachers who scattered all about the churches. So since integration, we don't have any now. We just have one.
Well, now, is this an elementary school that I saw right back up here? Or
that's junior high, eighth grade.
Uh-huh. So it had a pool and an athletic field. It looks real
well. Now, that's the youth center is right there by the school. And then there's the gym, that big building, the gym, so they all use those facilities.
Well, that's nice. Is this the school where you taught, or?
No, the school where I taught is back over here on what they call, not Northside Drive. But anyway, it's about 3 blocks from here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I could walk there and be to work on time.
That's convenient. Well, tell me about your education, sir. Where'd you go to school and how long and that sort of thing?
Well, the school out here used to be Moultrie High. I finished out there ninth grade in 1924. And I went to a school in Auburn. It was Georgia Norman Agricultural College, and I went there 4 years.
Is that school still over there? What is it now?
Auburn Estate.
Uh-huh.
It was a junior college then.
Right.
So I wasn't able to go on college, so I came out and I got a job teaching $25 a month.
Is that right?
About 5 months a year.
Yeah.
And I would go to school in the summertime there in order to keep my certificate alive.
Sure.
And when the war came along, I went in service. I came back, Auburn Estate then. It was a 4-year college. So I went back to work. When I go to school in the summertime, so when I finished, I wouldn't have to go out looking for a job. I already had a job.
Sure. So you just kept on working?
Kept on working and go to school in the summertime.
Mm.
It took me some time to finish, but I was able to complete the work in 1952.
I see. Well, now, they had that GI veteran benefits program then that helped some.
Yes, it helped a lot.
Sure.
I used it